Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Bonnie?
Yes, now I can hear you. Yes, hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. So nice to connect with you.
And you as well. Please tell our listeners your complete name and who you are.
My name is Bonnie Taub Dix, and I am a dietitian nutritionist. I'm an author of a book, Read It Before You Eat It, Taking You From Label to Table, and I love just about everything about food.
Me too. Well, I hope you're doing well in this crazy time.
Yes, I am. Thank you. You too. It is crazy.
Yes.
So we have to try to look for silver linings that have come out of this. And I know that what I'm hoping is that parents and kids are connecting again at the table, and that some people who thought that they couldn't cook have discovered some of their own talents and skills.
I think they have. I keep seeing photos on social, and it's like, wow, they're doing good things, and then they're trying things together I never would have dreamed. But it's good.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say it's pretty fun when you see what they put together.
Oh, yeah, sure. And, you know, I have three kids that are all grown, but I always believe that, you know, since they were able to set up in a shopping cart, they came to the supermarket with me. And to this day, my kids love to cook. They still call me when they're in the store. They send me pictures of what they're making. So I think that it all really starts at home. And parents shouldn't feel pressured that they have to follow recipes or that they have to make things perfectly. And I think that the more, you know, loose you are about how you're cooking together, I think that the more fun that it could be.
Well, you have some simple Mother's Day meal ideas that the kids can make, which I love. So can you tell us about those?
Yeah, sure. You'll find lots of great recipes on californiastrawberries.com, foods like strawberry baked French toast or stuffed pancakes. And these are really easy to make, but again, I emphasize that when you look at the ingredients, you don't have to add the ingredients that are there necessarily because now some ingredients are limited.
Sure.
You could just make your own signature dishes. And it's really fun. What I also love about California Strawberries' website is that they have a fun activity for Mother's Day where you could make chocolate-dipped strawberry hearts or even carve some strawberry roses.
Uh-huh.
And these roses are fun to do together. It's hard to get real roses now. And afterwards, you could eat them knowing that your kids are getting a mouthful of vitamin C and fiber and folate and potassium. But they'll just know that it's delicious and juicy and actually, you know, it's really good for them.
I love that. And what about swapping things from your refrigerator and freezer and making all of your meals healthier? What's that all about?
Well, these days we're spending a little bit more time in the middle aisles of the store with canned and frozen foods. So I'll give you an example. Again, with frozen strawberries, you could just warm them up and weave them into so many recipes, whether it's baked goods or you could just even top them with some cottage cheese and some nuts, maybe a little dried cereal, and make your own parfait. But again, it's just really easy to eat from your freezer, and lots of these frozen foods are actually just as nutritious as the fresh versions. You just need to read the labels to see what you're getting. Like in strawberries, see that the ingredient list just says strawberries. Avoid those kinds of foods that have added sugar and extra sodium and fat.
I think that's a great idea. Well, as a mom, a grandmom, and with everything that you do, a dietitian, nutritionist, can you tell us what is so important about getting kids involved in cooking at any age?
Well, this is, you know, to me, I see this as being my legacy. What I left my kids or will leave my kids is that they know how to take care of themselves. And I don't know any parent that wouldn't wish that for their children. So I always felt like I set an example when I set the table by trying to also take care of myself and show that food, healthy food, tastes wonderful, and that it looks beautiful, and that you could create these wonderful dishes together. And now with everyone being so focused on Instagram and photos, it actually is fun to even take pictures together with your kids and, you know, kind of have little photo contests.
I love that idea. That is amazing. So tell me what your Mother's Day will be like.
Well, I will be Zooming with my youngest son who lives in California. And I'll have my grandson here, and my oldest son will be here with his wife. We have a new baby on the way in 2 weeks. Yeah, I know, exciting.
Oh, my gosh.
And then my middle son is actually living with us since the virus began. So it'll really be a wonderful Mother's Day.
Oh, my gosh.
And connecting in the kitchen. Yeah. You know, the kitchen's the heart of my home.
Oh, I bet. And I want to thank you. I mean, with everything you're doing with the dietitian and all the health, I mean, I do want to say happy Nurses Week and Nutrition Week. And I mean, the nurses, anybody in the health field right now and what you're doing is so important, so vital to us. I don't want to ever miss an opportunity to say thank you.
Absolutely. And May is also National Strawberry Month, and strawberries are in the shape of a heart. So if you know a healthcare worker and you could buy them some strawberries, it's kind of like extending your heart out.
Oh, I love that. Okay, how can we connect with you on social, find out more about your books, follow you, and keep up to date with you?
Okay, so I am on Instagram at Bonnie Taub Dix, and my website is betterthandieting.com. Lots of recipes on there and nutrition information, and you could go to californiastrawberries.com for wonderful mouth-watering recipes, pictures where you'll just want to take a bite of those pictures. And I hope you'll stop by and say hi.
Oh, I love it. Well, thank you so much, and happy Mother's Day.
Thank you, Kat. Thanks for having me on.
All right, my pleasure. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.